Good morning, church family. This is another edition of The Sun is Rising. As I was reading articles about Veterans Day, I came across some powerful stories and some thoughts from other writers, as well as things that came to my heart, which I would like to share with you this morning. Listen to this. At least one internet site lists the names of each of the more than 3,400 individuals who received our nation's highest military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. The site also includes the citations dealing with each hero and what they did to earn this medal. The citations cannot help but humble and inspire any of us who read about them. Let me share part of one with you, one story right now. The setting is Korea, September 15, 1950. The recipient, First Lieutenant Baladomero Lopez, a Marine who fought his last battle during the Incheon invasion. There's a quote here, and it says this: exposing himself to hostile fire, Lieutenant Lopez moved forward alongside a bunker and prepared to throw a hand grenade into a pillbox whose fire was pinning down the sector of that beach. Hit in the right shoulder and chest by an automatic weapon fire, as he lifted his arm to throw, he fell back and dropped the deadly missile to the ground. After a moment, he turned and drug his body forward in an effort to retrieve the grenade and throw it. In critical condition from pain and loss of blood, and unable to grasp and hand the grenade, put it in his hand firmly enough to hurl it, he chose to sacrifice himself rather than endanger the lives of his men. With a sweeping motion of his wounded right arm, he cradled the grenade underneath him and absorbed the full impact of the explosion. He gallantly gave his life for his country. How thankful we can be for Lieutenant Lopez and the many, many, many others throughout the decades who put their lives and well-being at risk so we can enjoy freedom and be at peace. Listen to one of the harrowing experiences helps us to understand the old saying, there are no atheists in a foxhole. When soldiers go into battle, only the most reckless go alone. They trust their friends to help them and defend them, certainly. They trust those who issue orders to know what they're doing, of course. But beyond that, many, and perhaps most, turn to God or their idea of who he is, even if they haven't lived very religious lives up to that point. Battlefield conversions don't always stick. Maybe you've known someone who came to Christ on the battlefield only to walk away when the danger has passed. It can happen to groups of people in large societies or even to an entire nation. Perhaps we in the United States have experienced the same thing, and you know the stories. After the terrorist attack on September 11, 2001, church attendance spiked. It skyrocketed. But after the shock of the attack passed, attendance went back to what it was prior to the event. Shortly after 9/11, most people took special care to honor police officers or firefighters because of their work. But in a few short months after that, motorists caught up in speed traps or drinking when they shouldn't have went back to arguing with the arresting officers. People simply forget what's taken place. The motto on our money, "In God We Trust," which some leaders have tried to remove from our currency today, many of our fellow citizens who earn, spend, and save their money without knowing and probably without caring very much about what that motto really stands for. Who is it we place our trust in? We cannot look to another's hearts to judge these things. We really have to take it at face value in some ways, and you could see it by how they live their lives. And in fact, the Lord Jesus warns us in Matthew 7, even so, it is helpful for each of us to judge our own hearts to see what lies there. Do we personally trust in God? Really trust. For what do you trust him, and when do you trust him? Before the Holy Spirit brings us to faith, trusting God is the last thing we wanted to do. Instead of honoring and obeying the King of the universe, we willingly enslave ourselves, ruled by sin and Satan. We have no rights before God's throne of judgment in that kind of condition. In perfect justice, God could leave us alone in our rebellion forever, cowering in foxholes alone, away from him. He could abandon us as our sins explode, creating huge and agonizing holes in our lives and our relationships in this world. But God did not do that. Instead, in love, he sent his own son to rescue us. In essence, Jesus threw himself on the grenade, as it were. He died the death we had deserved. He let sinners torture and kill him so that we, once his enemies, could become his citizens of kingdom now and forever. There's even more. The king was not satisfied in giving us full and free citizenship. He then went ahead and adopted us into his own family, made us full heirs of his estate, brothers and sisters of his son. No wonder the Bible says that God's children continually give thanks to the Father who qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Colossians 1, 12 and 13. The wonderful facts of this Holy Spirit's work in our hearts is that we become able to trust him in all of this in life. We learn to trust our Heavenly Father more and more as we ponder, meditate on what his Son has done for us. In God we trust takes on a whole new meaning, doesn't it? May we together start praying for our nation, our leaders, our states, our local leaders, our families. May we pray for the trust which is needed to live the lives God created us to live. Thanking the many who gave their lives and served us, our nation, and us as individuals so that we might have the opportunity to accept God's love through Jesus. To many, this is what Veterans Day is all about. Think about it for a few moments. Prayer thoughts for today, Corey Kinney, Kathy Steele, Drew, my sister, who's in having a procedure right now, Dallas and Whitney as they transition, Linda Zimmett's son, and many others who are serving in our military, the Middle East, our nation, church, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, then God bless and have a great day.